So today I'm going to discuss my work investigating the fate and uptake of copper oxide nanoparticles in the environment, and we use duckweed as a model organism. So I'm not going to give a huge background on our nanoparticles simply because a lot of people have covered it. So the copper oxide nanoparticles, they're used in printed electronics, biosensors, and electronic coolant fluids. They're not as widespread as, say, colloidal silver, but they're growing in popularity. And I'm going to call copper oxide nanoparticles MPs from now on. So our MPs have been found to be toxic to aquatic plants at concentrations below those required for copper by the EPA. And this is for the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. And that's how, say, silicon wafer manufacturers are able to, or any electronics manufacturers are able to get rid of their waste into surface waters. And many investigations into the effects of NPs on aquatic plant growth, they haven't included organic ligands typically found in the environment. And so in our study, we wanted to include that and address it. So our hypothesis was that NPs would slow the growth of duckweed compared to comparable concentrations of ionized copper in solution, and that organic ligands like humic acid or EDTA will change the reactive surface area of NPs and therefore offset NP toxicity. So a quick background on duckweed. Duckweed is an important indicator organism that grows exponentially. It's the smallest angiosperm. And growth is measured on a characteristic doubling time, which is the time it takes for duckweed populations to double. And in our experiment, we averaged it over four doubling periods. Our MPs, the first MP that we had was a surface-modified MP manufactured at UC Davis. I'm going to call it SMNP from now on. And it was surface-modified with 1 millimolar acetyltrimethylammonium bromide and suspended in 16 millimolar hydrazine. The average particle size, according to TEM, was 25 nanometers. We also had non-surface modified nanoparticles, MPs, that we purchased from Sigma Aldrich. We imaged them with SEM, and we found the average particle size was about 50 nanometers. It was 48.4 plus or minus 2.6 nanometers, in good agreement with what they said. So quick background on our treatments. We had Hoagland solution. That was the growth medium that we used to grow our duckweed. And we, to that, as different treatments, we'd add humic acid or EDTA, nanoparticles, surface-modified nanoparticles, and we added these at 1 milligram per liter, which is below the EPA pollution discharge limit. And then we had controls for our copper oxide nanoparticles. So we had a 0.08 milligram per liter low copper control, 0.4 milligram per liter control, that's our mid copper control, and a high copper control at 0.8 milligrams. And we also had a supernatant control because our surface modified nanoparticles were suspended in hydrazine, which has been used as a herbicide. We wanted to make sure that it wasn't the hydrazine that might kill our duckweed. So we added supernatant when we spun down the surface modified nanoparticles to our Hoagland solution to affect the to see the toxicity of the supernatant. We added 5 mL of treatment solution to 25 millimeter petri dishes, and 4 fronds were added to each dish. The solutions were changed every 48 hours, and the experiment was ended after 16 days when the humic acid treatment had reached 4 total doubling times. So it was a race to the end, basically, a race to 4 doubling times. So earlier I showed you that the surface modified nanoparticles were 25 nanometers and the copper oxide nanoparticles were 50 nanometers under microscopy. So when we look at the hydrodynamic particle size, the mean hydrodynamic particle size using DLS, we find that when we add them to our nutrient solution, they immediately increase in size. No longer are they 25 and 50 nanometers. The maximum for our copper oxide NPs from Sigma was about 2,400 nanometers, so no longer nanoparticles. And for the surface modified NPs, the maximum was about 1,600 nanometers. You can see on this graph that the surface modified nanoparticles, on average, over a 16-day period, so we have it days on the bottom and particle size on the y-axis, you can see that they're much smaller over this 16-day time period. And we can see aggregation takes place early on, and based on dissolution data that we have for these nanoparticles in our nutrient solution, you can see that the particle size reduction is likely due to dissolution over time. So let's get to the actual duckweed data. This is where it gets interesting. So here you can see that our low copper, mid copper, and high copper treatments were not significantly different from our control. You can also see that the supernatant control was not significantly different than our Hoagland solution control. And that when we added the non-surface modified nanoparticles, it had no effect on duckweed growth. However, the surface modified nanoparticles had a significant effect on duckweed growth. So I should explain this previously. The doubling time is on the y-axis. And so you can see that for all the treatments except for the surface modified nanoparticles, the characteristic doubling time was about 4 days. It was 12 days for the surface modified nanoparticles. When we look at the effect of copper form on EDTA and EDTA on duckweed growth, again, we have the doubling time. Same, it's the same axes, so from 0 to 14 days. We can see that EDTA had a slight negative effect. It was significant, but slight negative effect on duckweed growth. But the EDTA plus the surface modified nanoparticles had a significant effect on duckweed growth. So 6 days to double on average. But this is much less than we saw with the surface modified nanoparticles alone. And when we look at the effect of copper form and humic acid on duckweed growth in Hoagland solution, again, we can see that the average doubling time was about 4 days for most things. The humic acid alone improved duckweed growth significantly, and that the surface modified nanoparticles with Hoagland solution were again toxic to duckweed, but much less than the surface modified nanoparticles alone. And that the mid and high copper treatments here had no effect on duckweed growth. So it's not the copper that's doing this. So I really wanted to show these differences. So here I have the effect of the surface modified nanoparticles and the different ligands on this graph. And you can see that the surface modified nanoparticles grew significantly slower than the controls and the control and the surface modified control, as well as the humic acid surface modified nanoparticles and the EDTA surface modified nanoparticles. And that by adding ligands, we actually were able to improve duckweed growth in the presence of these surface modified nanoparticles with the best growth seen with the humic acid treatment. Just as a reminder, the nanoparticles that we added, so these were the particles from Sigma, non-surface modified, they had no effect on duckweed growth. And I wanted to include this picture. So this is, we have our control, our supernatant control, humic acid with the surface modified nanoparticles, the EDTA with the surface modified nanoparticles, and the surface modified nanoparticles. And you could really see the effect that these had on duckweed growth, right? So nice, beautiful, viable duckweed fronds. With the humic acid, you can actually see the humic acid sticking to the fronds. That's the dark stuff right there. And they look pretty good, but not great. EDTA, smaller fronds. We saw this with all the EDTA treatments. Smaller fronds, less viable. But the surface modified nanoparticles really hurt the duckweed. And it's really visible here. By the end of the experiment, to be honest, I don't know if it was still viable. So what do we get from all this? So the surface modified nanoparticles were smaller than the Sigma nanoparticles over the entire growing period. They aggregated less in solution. And this solution is high ionic strength. It's a fertilizer solution. So it's not like we're doing it in DI water. The potential for aggregation is huge in this solution. The copper oxide nanoparticles that we got from Sigma, they had no effect on duckweed growth compared to the controls. But the surface modified nanoparticles slowed duckweed growth threefold compared to both the nanoparticles and the copper controls. And that the addition of humic acid and EDTA decreased the toxicity of the surface modified nanoparticles to duckweed. Soluble copper toxicity doesn't explain what we saw here, right? Our low, medium, and high treatments had no effect on duckweed growth. And yet, with the surface-modified nanoparticles, we saw a huge hit. The supernatant from these nanoparticles had no effect on duckweed growth. So it's not anything in the supernatant. So it's something to do with the particles with themselves. We think it could be through the generation of reactive oxygen species, ROS. We haven't investigated it yet. We plan to. We would like to use reactive dyes to see if ROS is being generated. And we think that organic ligands present in both the environment, so humic acid, or in wastewater, EDTA, common in wastewater, they may decrease the toxicity of surface-modified nanoparticles. And that's a good thing. And it could be that it's just specific to these nanoparticles, right? I mean, they're really unique. All nanoparticles are unique. So I would like to acknowledge the USDA, Department of Agriculture, for funding for this project, and the Soils and Biogeochemistry Group at UC Davis for funding me. And I would like to thank the Environmental Soil Chemistry Lab Group at UC Davis. Thanks. Yes.
Did you run a control with acetyl ammonium salt?
We didn't run a control with acetyl ammonium salt. We assumed that a significant amount would be still in the supernatant, but I guess we could check that.
Yeah, because I think there are some quaternary ammonium compounds that are toxic.
Okay.
Might try that.
Okay. Yeah, seems reasonable. Yes.
Did you do any analysis, you know, indicating the surface modified particle with a higher copper content in that front?
We haven't yet. So that's a future plan. We've dried down our fronds. We are going to look at the copper concentration in the fronds. So that's kind of the next step, but I didn't have that ready for the conference.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
You said you did copper dissolution kinetics.
Yeah, we did copper dissolution curves for it, and so yes, kinetics.
So we have sort of modified copper nanoparticles. It's
lots
slower than your naked
nanoparticles? So that's the last kinetic, that's the last kinetics experiment that I have to do. I have all my solutions ready to run on the ICP-MS right now, but I haven't done it yet. But I've seen from everything else that the concentration of nanoparticles matters, pH matters, ionic strength of the solution matters. But I would assume that the dissolution would be slower simply because they're coated, right? It's the transport of copper from the particle itself into the bulk solution would be inhibited by the surface modification.
Well, I'm asking that because for your copper ion as control,
yeah,
you have just fixed amount of copper in
right.
the solution.
Yes.
But for your surface modified one, now you if the stroke magic,
yeah,
it's depending on the uptake,
yeah,
that way,
yeah,
that continue to cover.
Right.
So that may cause, you know, cumulative effect.
That's true. However, the copper in the solutions was the copper in the suspensions, the nanoparticle suspensions, was 1 milligram per liter. Right? Or sorry, the nanoparticles that we weighed in were 1 milligram per liter, which corresponds for copper oxide to about 0.8 milligrams of copper per liter. Right? So there's no way that it was above 0.8.
Okay.
Thanks,
Jeff, for time for questions.
Okay. Thank you.